This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Committee hearing, Lee, yesterday lasted exactly 1 minute long. That is how long Republicans and Democrats can get along now. But this went viral. It's a top 10 in the country story right now. Representative Keith Self refused to address Representative Sarah McBride, who was actually a man, by their female pronouns. He wouldn't do it because Sarah McBride is actually a man. So all chaos ensued. Sarah McBride actually didn't jump into this, but another Democrat Congress member did. Lost his mind, in fact.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House. And I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
So that clocked in at 57 seconds, Lee.
You know, I thought it was interesting that the person in question did not object.
Yeah, and Sarah McBride later tweeted that he
yeah.
Well, whatever. They were very excited about serving Delaware and just they're having a good time. So, whatever. But look, those of you who've been listening to me for years, and I know you remember this, Lee, I warned about this.
Yep.
We're here. And now apparently the standard the Democrats want to inject into our culture is if you will not lie, if you will not pretend, if you will not pretend along with Sarah McBride that Sarah McBride is a woman, then you are indecent. What is this? This is, at its base, it's for speech.
Right.
It's speech codes. They were famously from the USSR. You would be made to say things that were clearly and obviously untrue. It's a form of degradation and humiliation. But it's also the basis for a speech code. So if you're wondering where this came from, and I'm explaining what they're doing with this real quick. The gay marriage ruling, Kennedy writes the majority opinion out of nowhere. He creates the right to self-identity, which has absolutely nothing to do with gay marriage. But he created it. Jonathan Turley warned the next day, law professor from George Mason, that it would bump against free speech. It would bump up against the right to self-identity means other people have to go along with your delusion. Now we have furries. So other people would have to go along with your delusion. The reason the left is obsessed with this, even though transgender individuals are a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of society and are not going to win them any elections, is because if you can codify in the law the right to self-identity, i.e. you can make other people say things that aren't true, i.e. speech codes, you then have the legal basis to build upon it and force them to say other things that are not true in the process, destroying the First Amendment. That is their obsession with this. I warned about it the day after. And that right there is Exhibit A. That's what it is. Is why we cannot look at this as, well, it's just another silly front in the social wars. And we just got, no, this is the basis for speech codes. That's why they care about this. They're only using transgender people to get there. So good for him for not backing down.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's what the chair can do.
Yeah.
And once again, like I always say, the Democrats use every weapon at their disposal every time. Republicans should do the same thing. And as chair of the committee, if you've got a member who is out of order and who is disrupting it, adjourn. Done. We're out of here.
Have you no decency? I thought you Sarah McBride's a dude. We can't change that.
Yeah, ask Nancy Mace. She knows.
Yeah.
Because he invaded her space in a restroom in D.C.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Text writes, good morning, Tara. If they're saying I'm violating their free speech, but yet I can't say what I want. Yeah, well, it gets crazy. Texter writes, I didn't even know Rosie O'Donnell was still a thing. It's funny that her claim to fame is a movie from 31 years ago. Well, she cries regularly on social media, usually, because of the stuff that's been inflicted on. But you heard that, by the way, Lee, that Trump has gotten Rosie O'Donnell to self-deport.
Yeah, I'd heard that she had left the building, yeah.
Yeah, she went to Ireland.
Yes.
I was dying laughing yesterday. She's like, everyone's so nice here, and they're so tolerant. They don't say intolerant
right.
things. And I'm like, honey, because that's illegal.
Exactly.
That's illegal.
Right.
Yeah. You basically moved to a speech-controlled regime because
exactly.
that's what Europe is now.
And that nation happens to align with your personal beliefs, apparently. So, you know, you should be fine.
Yeah.
So.
I think most Americans probably think this conflict between, like, J.D. Vance and Trump in Europe is just very strange because most Americans do not realize Europe is really on the verge of becoming a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to understand that, I mean, they have deployed the Trump strategy. The EU has effectively in Romania right now, a conservative populist molded in the mold of Trump, ran there, mm-hmm. won, and they said he couldn't take office.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they said that was because he Russian propaganda had influenced the race. A couple hundred thousand dollars worth of ads So he's not allowed to do it. Well, now he's leading in the polls again. They're going to have another election, and the highest court in the land has, after the EU requested it. By the way, the EU was only ever supposed to be a business bloc.
Yes, exactly. After the monetary thing.
Yes. After the EU requested it, they've said the highest court in the land ruled upholding their intel agency there. They're basically their main intel agency said he couldn't run because he was too Russian, and the court upheld it.
So if these European countries are nullifying democratic elections, it sure doesn't sound much like democracy, does it, Tara?
Well, it's not. And the American people, they don't understand how bad it is in Europe. I mean, you could be arrested for silently praying outside an abortion clinic, even if your house is next to an abortion clinic and you're in it. This is the level of the speech control. They have centers throughout Scotland now, like they call them kiosks, where you can go and report your family, your friends, and your coworkers for saying politically incorrect things so they can be criminally investigated. They kick the door in, they take your devices, they see what you've said. You can even be prosecuted for looking at a meme from American social media that violates their speech codes. That's how bad it is. Quite frankly, all they need is a Great Wall and they'll be China at the rate they're going. So we don't have a lot in common with them. But when you're watching what's going on in Romania, that is absolutely terrifying because it's being done with support of the EU. And the reason for it is because Romania, the guy who keeps getting elected there or leads in the polls because he's, you know, who the people want, he wants to remain neutral in the war between Ukraine and Russia. And they've got a big base there, NATO does, and they don't want that. They see that as their next place to really keep the war going. So that and the fact that populism would be catching on, they're just, no. And Lee, this is how terrifying this was. They were getting ready to do that in Germany, too. That's why J.D. Vance went over there. They were all but seeing the two conservative slash populist parties that were leading in the polls in the elections. We're not going to let them take office. They had already banned their campaigns. They weren't allowed to speak. You can't find their speeches online. That wasn't good enough. They still ended up number one and number two in the polls. And so then they were saying, well, they're repeating Russian talking points. We'll just say they can't take office. This is the supposed democracy we're supposed to spend $350 billion of printed money defending. I mean, I can't tell the difference between them and Russia, honestly. I literally can't. So this is where we are in Europe. This is a mess. But Rosie O'Donnell's happy. She's happy.
There is that.
She's over there. She thinks the reason she's not hearing anything she disagrees with is because the people are super duper nice.
And she made it just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, fantastic. I hope she enjoys herself. Can we bar her from coming back? Is there any way to do that?
I'm sure there's probably some legal way to do that, but, you know.
Yeah, if you actually look back, her and Trump have had beef over the years.
Oh, yeah.
They have been at each other's throats. It's actually really funny.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.